Hey guys, sorry I haven't uploaded in a bit. I've been pulling 60 to almost 70 hour work weeks. And you know, because I know a lot of people who are unemployed right now, and just looking at the news and seeing the job unemployment rates, I gotta take advantage of it when it presents itself, you know? So, but it's not really physically demanding, it's just draining. So, but I've worked out a method, hopefully, for optimization so I can get some more videos out. But, anyways, today I was driving and I heard a song on the radio. I'll put the song on at the end of the clip here. But basically, it's a song about like a girl being a lonely chick. And it really got me thinking, amused, but also simultaneously repulsed, because it's a misinterpretation of the idea and the definition of loneliness between men and women. And where loneliness for women is basically boredom, men, on the other hand, experience an existential loneliness. And I want to walk through this difference today. So for women, the concept of loneliness really eludes them because they've never truly had to face that. They don't have to. It's in their nature, you know, and it's in the structure of society that prevents them from experiencing true loneliness. I've done this with several women, I think five or six, from girlfriends to friends with benefits to coworkers and just acquaintances. If they haven't had a Tinder account, I make one for them, or not for them, but with them, you know, because girls always have hundreds of pictures on their phones at all times. So it's kind of like a little activity, make a Tinder account, see what you get. The swipe, I don't know, left or right, but swipe the like positive on everyone and see the 100% match rate on Tinder. And this applies to anything. OkCupid, what's the other one? Bumble or something. 100% success rate. I've even done this with my sex doll. I did it once and I got the account banned, but I was getting genuine messages, even from guys who knew it was a sex doll. It was really weird. But so that I wanted to do that to illustrate, like, there's not really a concept or a basis for female loneliness. And these women, the five or six that I did this with, they ranged in all over the scale, you know, from a land whale to like a really attractive chick. So it doesn't matter. There's always an outlet for them to have support. There's always a support network for women. Now, beyond casual hookups, women have an army of not necessarily simps or betas, but just men looking for a deeper connection. So they always have that safety net. They have people willing to listen to their dreams and desires, and to support them beyond parents, you know, just society at large. All of these diversity programs we always talk about, society is structured to support women. And even before it went fully, totally gynocentric, women always have a set and defined place in society. Even before egalitarianism plagued the West, even before gynocentrism corrupted masculinity, brought it down to its knees, a woman has a defined place in society. Regardless of what society that is, she always has a place, because men are made, women are born. And I made a video about this, I think a year ago. So a woman, she transitions from girlhood to womanhood. It's out of her control. She has nothing to do to create that transition. You know, she goes from childhood to able to bear children. And that's her transition. Now she's a woman. Whereas a man, that's a different transition. He has to become a man. And what that definition is varies across cultures, varies across men. But it's not a set, guaranteed transition. And that leads into men's definition of loneliness, which is an existential loneliness. Because not only do you not have a support network beyond your parents, and again, this isn't a guaranteed thing. A lot of guys have shitty parents. But really, that's your only base set standard is like parents caring about you. And if you don't have that, then fuck, dude, you're not starting on recruit difficulty like all women. You know, you're up there on veteran difficulty. But you are expected to provide or produce something. You know, no one cares about your dreams or desires, what you want to do, what you think, your thoughts, your ideas. You're expected to get to work and start providing, start producing. And you don't have any relation in society because masculinity is rooted in competitiveness. That competitive urge prevents you from truly developing bonds with men. The concept of brotherhood is very elusive. And I've never been in the military, but, you know, I've heard that it has some sense of brotherhood, at least while you're in it. You know, I've heard from guys, like, once you get out of the military, you often lose connection with your former military comrades. So, I mean, I don't have any experience with that, but even this community we have here now, together, it is a loose brotherhood, but it's very, very loose. I don't know if I'd even say it's a brotherhood, because it is based on a very loose set of guidelines, you know, and a lot of guys come in, take what they want, and then leave. Some guys stay longer than they should. We give each other tough love. It is a loose support network, but it is loose at that. So men don't really have a sense of brotherhood or solidarity that women have. You know, women are often jealous and competitive against each other in regards to looking for mates, or upholding their standing in society. But there's also a common understanding among women to push on a united front for certain things. That's why things like feminism is so solidified, whereas things like men's rights is fragmented and not able to stand on its own two legs. So men are competitive against each other. No one cares about you. No one ever will until you provide something to make them care for you. So that is an existential loneliness. And it's beyond, you know, companionship. It's beyond the idea of companionship. Because there's guys on the spectrum where they can't get anything to touch their PP. You know, those guys that can't even attract a land whale. You have that on one end. You have the middle tier guys who have experience with women. It's not too difficult for them to get a decent woman as far as looks goes. And they still have that loneliness because they can't relate on any level. Then you have the absolute Chad guys, you know, and I've been around some of those guys, like frat boys and stuff like that, that little community. And those guys, you know, they're going through a couple girls a week, new girls, and, you know, they don't have any connection at all either, or any bonding, obviously not with women, but also their fellow guys in their circle. So it's really difficult to compare loneliness with women and loneliness with men, because when it comes down to women, it truly is just boredom. And if you listen to the women nowadays, and they're saying they're lonely, especially in quarantine, they're not lonely. It's just their standards are so high and their pair bonding mechanism has been eroded so much that they can't bond with a mate that's of the standard that they want. So it's not really a sense of boredom. It's a sense of not being able to settle and go down on the scale of mating. And that's hypergamy, let loose, unrestricted. That's why every classical society that had any long-standing and respectable culture understood the necessity of constraining hypergamy. Now, loneliness on the man's side, you know, these guys will take anything. I mean, it gets to a point where some of these guys get so lonely that a land whale bats an eye and they'll settle, because men at that point look beyond the physical form and just want a bonding of any kind on the spiritual plane, you know, to get out of that existential loneliness. And it's not something that I think ever leaves. And, you know, true male brotherhood, I don't know if it exists. You know, I have a buddy, my friend, I guess he's my best friend. I've known him for years. But what do we honestly do? You know, we play games, we meet up, we play board games. You know, he's supportive and I'm supportive of him, and we've helped each other out of difficult situations. But really, at the end of the day, I would say the overwhelming majority of male friends are just glorified drinking buddies, truly, you know, like, and that's just the nature of masculinity, you know, and especially compounded with today's society where there is no male spaces. There's no male space, so there's no opportunity for enhanced male bonding. So take the fragile male bonding and then restrict it and take it out of any of its natural environments that could enhance that bonding, and you have what we have today, where there's no true sense of unified masculinity. And that's something that is not addressed, you know? So a woman complaining that she is lonely, you should immediately disregard. Immediately. Now, there is a subsect of women, the crazy cat ladies, who are truly eternally lonely. But that's only their fault. You know, society gave them every option to pair up, to mate off, to settle down, and they totally ignored that. They thought they could ride the carousel for as long as they could. They thought they could entertain their instant gratification with no consequences. And now they're washed up, used up, crazy cat ladies. You know? So, those women, and, you know, they may be able to attract some men for a temporary lay or something, but, you know, they don't have any lasting connections. That is a form of loneliness, but it's nothing on comparison to the existential loneliness that men face. Totally separate categories. So, basically, I was just, you know, that song kind of ticked me off when I heard it. So when a woman says she's lonely, really she's saying she's just bored. So until the next video, guys, I'll see you next time.
It's a murder.